taking their place in a long true line of everyday Americans,
helping to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. This is the Constitution Study on the America Out Loud Network with your host, Paul Engel.
Pay the bills, stay out of jail, love the neighbors and have a few good friends. Every day you are everyday Americans.
Hello there, everyday Americans, and welcome to the Constitution Study, where we read and study the Constitution. We teach the rising generation to be free. I am glad you could join me. I'm hoping you are striving and working towards a more free, just, and liberty-based society, because I have to tell you right now, American people, I mourn for liberty in America. I never thought I would actually see this day coming, that Ronald Reagan's warning would come true. See, back in 1961, Ronald Reagan said in a speech called Encroaching on America, he said, "Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed down for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free." Sadly, that day is here. America is no longer free. And as many people as I see pointing to government and complaining about government, and trust me, there is plenty to complain about in government, it's the American people for whom I mourn, because it is the American people who seem to have abandoned the idea of freedom and liberty and rights and justice. So I want to give you some examples today of just how pernicious this parasite of controlling others, of dictating to others, that consumes the very heart of freedom and liberty out of this country has become. Sure, we'll start with government. We'll start with Joe Biden in a speech talked about vaccine requirements. And he even went so far as to say, if you're a business leader, a nonprofit leader, a state or local leader who has been waiting for full FDA approval to require vaccinations, I call on you now to do that. Require it. Do what I did last month. Require your employees to get vaccinated or face strict requirements. Now, what no one is saying is that this is a blatant deprivation of both liberty and property of the American people. And it is being promoted and encouraged, and it is spreading, and not simply by the government. Sure, the president of the United States, hey, listen, if you've been waiting for your chance to be tyrants over your employees, folks, now's the time. Here you go. We've rushed through this FDA approval. I know it hasn't gone through all the testing, but we've signed the paperwork anyway. So you can be a petty tyrant and dictate to your employees their health decisions. You can tell them what they must do in order to be free citizens in this country. You can tell them what they must do in order to be free to work for you. Now, don't get me wrong. I do understand there are situations where truly for the safety of all the employees involved, a business owner must set up standards. But this is nuts. This is so far beyond a medical decision as to borderline malpractice. But you see, as bad as that is, see, I expect Joe Biden and I expect the governments in Washington, D.C., most, I expect them to be petty tyrants. It attracts people of that. And you face it, the American people have been hiring bullies and tyrants for decades. But when I saw this poll that the AP reported, showing that exactly half of Americans approve of vaccine mandates in their workplaces, that's when I realized it's time to mourn. Freedom and liberty are dying. We are gasping our last breath in this country when half of the American people believe they have the authority to dictate to others whether or not they either comply with a mask mandate or they're not allowed to work. We will deprive them of their liberty and their property, of their own body, the ability to choose for themselves what makes the best medical decision. Half of Americans surveyed said, you don't have that right. Why? Because they've been scared? They've been scared by a virus that the vast majority of them, if they got it, would survive? Are you telling me that freedom and liberty is worth so little in America that now half of Americans think they have the authority, they have the moral authority to tell you how to live your life? Oh, but Paul, it's all to keep us safe. I mean, safety is so important, Paul. We must do something. Well, I remind you what Ben Franklin said. They who would give up essential liberty for temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. So to those half of those surveyed who said, not only will we give up our liberty, but we will voluntarily give up the liberty of someone else so that we feel safe. You don't deserve liberty. You deserve to be the slave that you have become. Yes, slave. You simply listen to what your master in Washington or your state house says and you do it. You deserve it. And sadly, it seems up to half of the American people don't deserve liberty. They don't deserve safety. But this is where we are. And their polluted thinking is destroying freedom and liberty for the rest of America. You wonder why I mourn? I mourn not because government has gotten out of control. I'm sad about that. No, I mourn because the heart and soul of freedom and liberty in America has become rotten and crushed. The sacred fire of liberty is going out in America, and half of the American people apparently are the ones putting it out. That's why I mourn. How can we recover freedom and liberty in America when half of the population, or at least half of those polled, believe you don't have a right to be free? That you don't have the right to liberty, to control your own property. That in order to make them feel better, you must comply. Not with your conscience, but with your master. You must become a slave to government. You must do what you're told. And when businesses are bullied and threatened into implementing these mandates, you must follow. You must comply. You must act like the coward these half of Americans are, unwilling to stand for those who disagree with them, unwilling to not only live free, but accept the risk of living free, that are so sold in fear of their safety that they would give up everything, including their very rights and liberty, for the promise of being kept safe. If that is what America has fallen to, then the America of the revolution, the America of our framers, the men and women who fought and died for freedom and liberty for over 200 years, that America is gone. Not because of government, but because the people. The people believe you do not have a right to be free, to live at liberty, that you must be dictated to so that they feel better. And to be honest, I'm disgusted by it. Now, I know there are plenty of Americans out there that are not willing to buckle under, but if half of the people surveyed, if that represents half of America, we're in deep trouble, folks. See, at least during the Revolution, only a third of the colonists wanted to remain British citizens. But here, it appears half of the American population wants to be subjects, wants to be slaves of their government. What are we to do? Are we to sit back and watch while petty tyrants take over our land? How about Biden's Department of Education opening civil rights investigations into five states? Why? Because they banned mask mandates in school. Now, before we go there, I want to point out something really kind of important. See, apparently there was a study done. They analyzed some 90,000 elementary students. This was a study, I guess, was done for the CDC. So it's 90,000 elementary students in 169 Georgia schools from November 16th to December 11th. And you know what they found? There was no statistically significant difference in schools that required students to wear a mask compared with schools where masks were optional. That's right. No statistically significant difference. In fact, the CDC said the 21%, and this is a quote, the 21% lower incidence in schools that required mask use among students was not statistically significant compared with schools where mask use was optional. This finding might be attributed to higher effectiveness of masks among adults who are at higher risk for SARS-CoV-2 infection, but might also result from differences in mask-wearing behavior among students in schools with optional requirements. So here we have the CDC, the very CDC that is pummeling you to get your child to wear, to force your child to wear a mask in school, has their own study that says, oh, by the way, yeah, there's no statistically significant advantage. And in fact, the advantage we saw could be attributed to any one of a number of things, not necessarily the requirement that students wear masks. Yet in light of his own CDC, Biden's Department of Education now wants to investigate schools for saying, listen, we aren't going to mandate masks. They aren't going to follow the CDC guidance that has been so wrong so many times. We're going to actually think for ourselves. In fact, we're going to let parents think for themselves. But tell me, how is this a civil rights issue? Education Secretary Miguel Cardona said in a statement, it's simply unacceptable that state leaders are putting politics over the health and education of their students they took an oath to serve. Well, Mr. Cardona, isn't it you that's putting politics over education when the CDC of the same administration you serve says that there's no statistical difference? By the way, Mr. Cardona, your entire department is illegal. The United States has no legal authority to set education policy. But again, how is this a civil right? Are you telling me people have a civil right to be forced to wear a mask? I am so mad at people like, I don't know which is worse. Idiots like this that are allowed to speak. Well, everyone should be allowed to speak, or the fact that no one is challenging this nonsense. Tell me, sir, what civil rights law was violated by saying we are not going to require masks? Now, I don't know if any of the states that are affected, if they said we're going to ban masks, they merely said we're not going to require masks. This is a communist thug. There's no other way. He's a communist thug that says, if you don't do what government says, we will find any excuse to make your life miserable. You have a civil right to be forced to wear a mask? It is the exact opposite of a civil rights violation. The mask mandates are a civil rights violation. The mask mandates are a human rights violation. They deprive you of your liberty. They deprive you of your property without due process of law, a direct violation of the Fifth Amendment. And when states do, it's also a violation of the 14th Amendment. So Mr. Cardona here wants to criminally deprive you of your liberty and your property and that of your children. And if you don't comply, he's going to make up a lawsuit to bully your school district into compliance. It's about time that the American people tell this man to go pound sand. You have no legal authority over the states. Your very department is a violation of the 10th Amendment. You're basically committing a federal crime by trying to deprive the students in these five states of their right to be free, to not be deprived of their liberty or their property without due process of law. And we find out again, the CDC is lying through its teeth at us, and this commie, I'll use better words, wants to claim the CDC's recommendation supersedes their own study and their own data and gives the government the right to take away your rights simply because some bureaucrat said so. You know, I'm with the guy from Network. I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore. Cardona, you are a disgrace. You are a disgrace to the American concept of liberty and freedom and justice for all. You are a commie no goodnik. And you should be treated as such. Your words should be not even worth ignoring. They should be as gone as dust in the wind. Ignore them. This is garbage. It's time for the American people to stand up and say, no more of this. We did not authorize you to do this. If you're going to continue to act in a way contrary to your commission, not only are your actions void, but you should be fired. You should be removed. Maybe I understand why half of the American people believe in mask mandates, because they've been cowed by these bullies. Well, I'm sorry, it's about time these bullies get a metaphorical punch in the nose. Mr. Cardona, no, hell no. You are a petty bureaucrat with delusions of grandeur. And in fact, we need to get a good lawyer. We need to have a nice class action lawsuit. And we need to find someone that will actually press for criminal charges for bullying, intimidation, extortion, and racketeering. Tell me this isn't racketeering. Tell me this isn't extortion. You will violate your oath of office or we will sue you? You rotten commie no good, Nick. Yet this is what passes for political discourse in America. Why are the American people not up and screaming? Because they don't know any better. Because they've been educated into imbecility by what excuse we call an education system. They believe that just because this bonehead in Washington says it's a civil rights violation, oh, it must be. No, it's not. He is committing the civil rights violation. He is committing the human rights violation. He is committing the federal crime. And he will continue to do so until the American people stand up and say, no more. Stand our ground. This is it. No more. And again, it's not just governments we have to stand up against. The ACLU is bringing a lawsuit against South Carolina. Why? Because South Carolina ended its mask requirements in schools. They banned schools from requiring masks and they're claiming that's a civil rights violation. They're somehow saying that students with disabilities are being excluded from public schools because they aren't forced to wear a mask. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't know if this is stupidity or hubris or both. Now, again, as far as I know, South Carolina isn't forbidding the wearing of masks. They're saying they won't require someone to wear a mask. And again, it's a freedom and liberty. It's a rights issue. Now, there are states that allowed school districts to determine their own policy. I'm sorry, but those states, the officers in those states, took an oath to support the Constitution of the United States that says you cannot be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Requiring a mask is a deprivation of liberty and a deprivation of property. It means you are not free to live your life without external influence, except as is necessary for the security of society. Yet again, the CDC's own data shows that schools with mask mandates have no statistically different outcome than those without mask mandates. So it can't be necessary. Until you prove, and I'm sorry, it is the burden of proof is on the state to prove that a mask mandate is necessary for the safety of society. Well, Fauci said so. Fauci's an idiot. That's not proof. The CDC said so. The CDC also says that there's no statistical difference. You need proof. It's about time if you want to do this, show us proof. South Carolina, how about you sue the pants off the ACLU? Actually, South Carolina, how about you tell the ACLU to go pound sand? Until they can prove that students with disabilities are excluded from public schools, they're yelling at the wind. Don't be cowed by the bully. Citizens of South Carolina, go to your elected officials, your state officials, your county officials, everyone that's pushing to not require the use of masks, and you stand with them. You support them. You let them know that the ACLU is full of hot air. When the ACLU comes to your school, parents, stand up and say, no, you will not put our children in chains. You will not put our children in masks. You will not treat our children like little subjects in petri dishes. No. I don't care what you want. You don't have the right to dictate to my child how they live their life. We keep looking for someone else to come save us. Someone else isn't coming to the rescue. There is no political Superman. There is no political Batman or Iron Man or Captain America that is going to come save the day. It's up to we, the people, to once again stand up and demand that our governments create our rights, or we will throw them out and create another one just like it. We have that right. We have that duty, at least according to the Declaration of Independence. It is there that said that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, what ends? Protecting our rights, exercising only the powers consented by the governed. It is the right of the people to alter or abolish it. Just a minute later, when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object, evidences are designed to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and provide new guards for their future security. Tell me there's not evidence of repeated abuses to grind us under absolute despotism. When you have the Department of Education saying it's a civil right to be forced to wear a mask. When you have the ACLU suing because they believe it's a civil right to force people to wear masks. When you have a study showing half of Americans believe there should be business mask mandates. You should be required to get a vaccine in order to work. Based on the same people who just said that there's no statistical difference in schools between mask mandates and not mask mandates. Tell me that isn't evidence of a design to reduce us under absolute despotism. It is therefore our right and our duty to throw off such government and provide new guards for their security. But, as Abraham Lincoln said, the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overturn the Constitution, but to overturn the people who pervert the Constitution. That must be our goal, to overturn the people who pervert the Constitution. Now, we understand, we spent decades making this mess. We have spent decades defecating in our own bedrooms, and it's going to take a long time to clean this mess up. But until we start taking control of our own lives and our creations at the local, the state, and yes, the federal level, they will continue to provide the same abuses, the usurpations, and the designs to put us under absolute despotism. And it will continue, not just for us, but for our children and for our grandchildren. The sacred fire of liberty in America will go out unless the American people wake up and start realizing they are not subjects of government. They are its master. They control the people who are doing this. And until we do that, ladies and gentlemen, we're in trouble. Serious, serious trouble. Freedom is dying in America. It is going extinct. Yes, we still have more freedoms than much of the world. But what happens when it goes extinct here? Where will you run for freedom? North Korea? Communist China? Venezuela? Cuba? Where will you run for freedom? Will you run to Europe, where your life is dictated to by government? Or maybe someplace in Africa? Where will you run? Will you sit back and watch while your future and your children's future is stolen because you are unwilling to throw off a government that is usurping your powers and to provide new guards for your security? Now, before I head off to break, I want to remind you to check out healthycell.com/outloud. Easy-to-use, travel-ready gel packs designed to give you specific nutritional needs. REM sleep, super boost, or focus and recall. Now, again, I got back from my trip, and I was feeling a little, meh, you know? Not quite the full travel crud, but I wasn't feeling quite right. So I made sure to take some extra vitamins, including the immune super boost. And sure enough, in nothing flat, I felt better again. So I recommend the immune super boost to help keep you healthy, help your body fight off all the nonsense that's going out there today. You know, a Healthy Cell has redesigned the vitamin to make it simple and easy to use and to feed your body at the cellular level. So go to healthycell.com/outloud. You'll get 20% off your first order because you're an America Out Loud listener. Try into their products. Like I said, I've been using the Immune Super Boost when I was sick. It's a wonderful thing. But you find it all at healthycell.com/outloud.
Because of COVID-19, the average American worries about their immune health 4 times a day. That's 112 times per year. To minimize the worries, leading nutritional supplement company, Healthy Cell, created Immune Super Boost, an immune supplement that contains 15 full doses of science-backed nutrients like vitamin C, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea, all in a one-a-day pill-free gel pack. It tastes great, is convenient on the go, and it's more natural too, without chemical binders, fillers, and coatings. Supporting a strong and resilient immune system can be simple. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Immune Super Boost. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Today, America stands at the crossroads of history. Our actions will determine the fate of our nation. Well, that journey starts here and starts now. We invite you to join us in making the ultimate difference. Subscribe to our podcast and newsletters. Turn notifications on and stay in the know. You'll find all that back at AmericaOutloud.com. Liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to Everyday Americans. You've rejoined the Constitution Study. This is where we read and study the Constitution. We teach the rising generation to be free. We go back to original documents so we can see when the counterfeit information is put forth, when we see when the counterfeit documents, when the counterfeit assertions are made. That's why we go back to the original documents. So when I see an article like this, a Florida judge has decided to strike down the mask mandate ban issued by the governor. Now, this Tallahassee-based judge, he actually was elected. So those of you in the Tallahassee area, thank you very much for electing a tyrant to sit on the bench. Now, understand this. According to the judge, he said, "I conclude that this evidence demonstrates that a face mask policy that follow CDC guidance are, at this point in time, reasonable and consistent with the best scientific and medical and public opinion guidance at this time." Excuse me, Mr. Cooper, John Cooper, you're a hypocrite. See, if you want to be a policy expert, if you want to enact policy, get elected to a legislative office or run for governor. It is not the job of a judge to establish policy. You are a petty bureaucrat and a petty tyrant. He says, "I am enforcing the bill passed by the legislature requiring that anyone who uses that bill has to follow all of the provisions, not some of the provisions." Well, I'm sorry, sir. Did that bill get signed by the governor? If not, it is not law, and you are violating your oath of office. The judge even goes on to say that, well, you know, the governors and others have said the Florida law gives parents the ultimate authority to oversee health issues. He says it also exempts government actions that are needed to protect the public health. But we've already shown that mask mandates are not necessary to protect the public health. Not because General Fauci said it or because the CDC bureaucrat said it, because the CDC's own data questions the efficacy of mask mandates. And because we are supposedly living in a free republic, the government must prove the necessity before they restrict the actions of the American people. This judge is a tyrant. This judge has abdicated his role to simply look at the law, look at the facts, and make a judgment to establish policy. Excuse me, where are the impeachment articles? Where? I believe this judge has violated his oath of office. So tell me, people of Florida, why are your representatives, your employees, not looking to remove this man from the bench? Now, he may have an opinion, but his opinion is not law. And since this law, unless the opinion, the actual opinion that he issued has much more detail than the nonsense I've read so far. This man has violated his oath of office. His order is null and void because it's repugnant to the Constitution. He does not get to decide what the best policy is. His job is to decide a controversy in the law. So either he's saying that the governor doesn't have the authority to issue the ban on mask mandates. He's not issuing a ban on mask mandates. Or he's saying that the law does not give parents ultimate decision-making over their medical issues of their children, the health issues of their children. So he's basically completely ignoring the law because he thinks mask mandates are good. Fire him! No more goody two-shoes, no more nicey-nice. If you're going to be a petty tyrant, we're going to treat you like one. That means you need to be fired. And it shouldn't wait until the next election. You are not the potentate. You're a petty tin pot dictator. And I hope two things happen. One, I hope you get impeached. I doubt it'll happen because, let's face it, most of the politicians are cowards. But I also hope the governor takes one look at this order and says, ha, you didn't base this on law. Pound sand. You haven't shown that I've broken the law, so go pound sand. I'm sorry. I am tired of acting like just because they get elected or appointed to a bench that somehow they now are our rulers. No. It's time we stop paying. No, if you're going to act like a ruler, then you have no position in American government. We don't have rulers in American government. We have servants. And if you're going to act like a ruler, you should be out on your ear. Let's take a look at what's going on in the state of Washington. Now, let's face it. Washington and most of the Pacific Northwest is a progressive Disneyland. In fact, I'm actually working with someone. I'm trying to set up a leg of the Knowing Your Rights tour going through the Pacific Northwest, probably in the spring when the weather in places like, you know, Idaho and Montana maybe are in better shape. But Washington Governor Inslee has been a poster child for tyrant in chief. And in fact, it's gone so far as to say that she doesn't even want to grant religious exemptions. She doesn't give a damn what you believe. She doesn't care about your medical conditions. She doesn't care about your conscience. She doesn't care about the law, the Constitution, your rights, or anything. She believes that you should get a vaccine. And if you won't get a vaccine, you are subhuman. You are sub-citizen. You will not be allowed to participate in society. She's ordered all state employees and healthcare workers, including firefighters, even public and private school staff, be fully vaccinated. Governor Inslee, you don't have the legal authority to do that. And I pray that the people of Washington State stand up to this bully in chief and say no. Which, interesting, seems to be what's happening. First responders have organized resistance. Firefighters, EMTs from Seattle, Spokane, and Tacoma, and Vashon Island have said they won't follow the mandates. There were also nurses who rallied in Bellingham, saying they're tired of this heavy-handed, counterproductive mandate process. These petty tyrants listening to other petty tyrants and ignoring science, ignoring facts and data contrary to what they want. These are petty bureaucratic tyrants drunk on power and just looking for a bender. And we're seeing pockets of resistance come together and say, no, we won't do it. Well, good. And in fact, you know what? Ladies and gentlemen, what can I do to help you? You want to head over to the Constitution Scholars, sign up there, use the Washington State group to help rally? You want me to create a special group for you? What can I do to help you stand up to this petty tyrant and tell her, hell no, you don't get to tell us whether or not we're free? We are free citizens. You can't tell us whether or not we'll be free. We don't exist on your beck and call. And since these are public jobs, they are funded by public money. You cannot require us to deny our rights to take these jobs. It is criminal what you are doing. Hell no, we won't go. What can I do to help? Contact me. Go to constitutionstudy.com or constitutionscholars.com. Contact me. Let me know. What else can I do to help? You want some papers written? You want some data that you can use? Contact me. I will help you, because to see this in the state of Washington is an amazing thing in my mind. This is wonderful to see numerous people standing up and simply saying, no, we won't do it. We will not give up our rights simply to be employed here. You don't have the authority to require that. You've got a vaccine. Of all the vaccines, was it three that have been emergency used? One has gotten approval, but it's gotten it about 8 to 10 years faster than anything else. Now, part of that, I'm sure, is cutting through bureaucratic red tape. But does anyone truly trust these vaccines? Have you looked at the data about these vaccines? Do you realize that the CDC's own reporting system is claiming over 22,500 reported deaths, 13,600 just after receiving a COVID vaccine, that there have been almost 56,000 post-COVID hospitalizations, over 133,000 reports to their own reporting system? Now, are those numbers a high percentage? No, they're not a high percentage. But tell me, when was the last time 13,000 deaths were not a reason to pull a vaccine? According to my doctor, they've been pulling vaccines with as few as 50 deaths. We have over 13,000. I don't care what the CDC says. That makes me wonder how safe they are. And we have no clue what the long-term effects are. Nobody knows what this vaccine is going to do to your body 10, 20, 30 years down the road. No one knows what it's going to do to children. For a disease, most Americans have a 98% plus chance of surviving. Really, folks, is that the level of slavedom we've fallen into? Are we so subject to our masters that we will do whatever they say, regardless of any of the risks? No. So you in Washington, like I said, how can I help you stand up against the tyranny in Washington? Like I said, I'm planning a tour in the spring. I would love to meet with thousands of citizens, not subjects in Washington, citizens, men and women for whom the government works, not those who work for the government, the true masters of the state. I want to meet with you. I want to help show you your rights and how to defend and assert them. So please contact me. Again, the best way is through the website, constitutionstudy.com. But if you want to set up a group and use a group where you can meet and share information, you can use the Washington State group on Constitution Scholars. I volunteer right here. Sign up for free. You can use it. You want a special group set up for you? Contact me and I'll see what we can do. But this idea that the American people are subjects of government leaders infuriates me. Absolutely infuriates me. And what do I? And then I find out that half of Americans surveyed believe it's a good thing for employers to mandate you take experimental drugs. I'm sorry, even the one that's been approved by the FDA have not gone through clinical trials. Therefore, it's still experimental. It hasn't completed the clinical trials yet. At least that is what I'm being told by doctors. Doctors that are not sitting there mindlessly droning on whatever Fauci and the CDC director say. But you see, what government can't do, they're getting businesses to do. So now Delta Airlines wants their employees to pay $200 surcharge if they don't get vaccinated. Really, is it going to cost them an extra $200 in health care for someone who's not vaccinated? Is it? $200 a month? You want to know why I drove last month through the Northern Plains rather than fly? Because of nonsense like this. Sure, this is Delta Airlines, but I expect the same thing from American United and all the other claptrap to sit there and demand and order their employees to take a vaccine that has not been fully tested. And I was having this discussion while I was on the road because, you know, it's like, according to federal law, if your employer, and again, I'm not a lawyer, this is what I've been told by a lawyer. According to federal law, if your employer requires you to take something in order to work there, they are responsible for any of the consequences of that. Someone turned around and says, yeah, but they've given these companies immunity. Sorry, they can't. See, the federal government is prohibited from depriving you of the right to petition the government for a redress of grievance. So when the government gives out these illegal immunities, whether that be to the vaccine companies, whether that be to employers that mandate the vaccine, heck, even the Section 230 immunity for high tech are all void because they violate the First Amendment to the Constitution. Congress shall make no law that abridges your right to petition the government for redress of grievance. They cannot make a law that denies you the right to sue when you've been aggrieved. That includes suing the pants off of these companies when you find out that, oh yeah, by the way, this vaccine has some long-term health effects, or if someone dies right after the vaccine. Now, the part of the problem is, our justice system has been so corrupted by these idiots who can't understand basic English that believe that their opinion is superior to the Constitution, that we'd have a hard time. But there must still be honest judges out there. Where are you? Let us know. Now, before I go, I want to point out a couple things. I found a couple very interesting articles that I think are critical to our understanding of what's going on here. So the first thing is to understand that being fully vaccinated does not make you safe against transmitting the virus to others. Right? Let me repeat that. According to what I'm reading here, being fully vaccinated against COVID-19 does not prevent you from transmitting the virus to others. So what's the point? You see, other things they talk about, well, you've got, you know, measles and rubella and polio and all these. Yeah, these have 97-98% effectiveness. Now, the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine, that's 95% effective against symptomatic COVID-19 infection. These measles, mumps, rubella, these vaccines give you a lifetime protection against these diseases. Meaning not only you're free from getting it, but you're free from spreading it. However, the Pfizer mRNA COVID vaccine demonstrated just 2 months of protection against COVID-19. See, a report came out from an Israeli hospital that 59% of hospitalized patients were fully vaccinated. Los Angeles County Department of Public Health said that 30% of positive cases were among fully vaccinated people in July, up from 20% in June. A Dutch study showed that of 25,000 healthcare workers who received the PCR test, they found live virus in nasal cultures in 69% of vaccinated and 85% of unvaccinated. Yeah, that's what, 16% difference. This vaccine is a scam. It doesn't do what they're telling you it does, yet they want to demand you take it. And there's more evidence that the FDA is lying to you. For example, how do we know if you're contagious, if you can spread the disease? Well, the best way of doing that is what's called an antibody level test. How is your body reacting to it? Now, the FDA dismisses antibody levels on its websites, saying it's not recommended for assessing immunity. However, that very same FDA relies on those antibody levels to document immune response to add new groups to the vaccine approval. So which is it? This vaccine is a scam. So what does a vaccine mandate actually achieve? Well, it makes us into sheep. It's not a question. See, if this stuff doesn't prevent you from getting sick, only possibly from not getting as sick, if the effectiveness declines rapidly over time, if it doesn't prevent you from spreading the disease, why? For exactly what I've been talking about. For making the American people enslaved to their government. The government dictates, the people comply. If the government dictate doesn't work, we get businesses to dictate and the people comply. If you live in New York City or San Francisco, You need the government's permission to go to a restaurant, a bar, a museum, or a movie theater. Tell me that isn't government control. Tell me when the mayors of these cities saying you get vaccinated, then you can live your life. That is not freedom. That's tyranny. You're begging for government permission to simply live your life, to be free. I thought you were not to be deprived of liberty or property without due process of law. Well, the American people have simply given it up as if we didn't value it. See, there's this basic concept in medicine called informed consent. Before you can truly consent to a procedure or to a medication or a course of treatment, you need to be informed. Informed of the positive and negative effects, the possible consequences and outcome. Yet, that doesn't appear to matter for the vaccine. See, you're simply told that you should take the vaccine. You have to take the vaccine. It's important that you take the vaccine. How dare you not take the vaccine? Have questions about how it was tested? Oh, we tested it. It's gone through. I've had physician's assistants tell me that an experimental drug has passed FDA testing. Oh, why should I get vaccinated? Because protecting yourself also protects people around you. Except it doesn't work. You haven't proven that it works. Oh, you get vaccinated, then we'll let you get back to your life. That is the most offensive argument I have heard, whether it comes from a government actor, a business, or an individual. How dare you? How dare you claim the authority to tell me when I can live my life, how I must live life? I am not a slave. I am not a subject. I am not a serf. I am a citizen. I have rights, and I defend my own rights because you've proven yourself unwilling and unable to do so. So not only has the FDA and the governments at all levels, state, local, federal, not only have they withheld information from you, they have lied to you about this vaccine. And supposedly you're giving informed consent to a medical treatment when you've been lied to about it, if this were done strictly by a pharmaceutical company, the government would be suing them for billions. Yet because this started with the government, they're allowed to get away with it. I mean, you've all seen the commercials, right? Where you've got 10 seconds about the product and 30 seconds of disclaimers and possible side effects. Why do you not see any of that with COVID, with the COVID vaccine? Because they're lying to you. They don't want you to have informed consent. You know what they want? They simply want to coerce you into subjugation. That's all this is. This has nothing. This is not a medical decision. This is not a public health decision. This is now a political scheme to subject the American people to the whim of governments. Because once they do this for COVID, they can do it for anything. Anything. Now, whether you get the vaccine or not is completely up to you. I know a lot of people who are getting it for very good reasons. I know a lot of people who are not getting it for very good reasons. I know a lot of people who are getting it for very bad reasons. I know a lot of people who are not getting it for very bad reasons. And that's not the point. The question is, are we free or not? Is this the land of the free and the home of the brave? And it appears more and more no. This is the land of the subject and the home of the coward. Because we're so afraid we might get sick with a disease we have an extremely high chance of surviving, that we will not only sell our freedom and liberty down the river, we will sell that of our children and our children's children, and we should be disgusted at ourselves. Our children should be accusing us. They will stand in judgment of us when we gave up freedom and liberty because we were too cowardly to take the chance of getting a bug we almost surely would survive. And based on the latest studies of the effectiveness of natural immunity from getting this disease, this would have been over a year ago if we had simply allowed the American people, give them factual information, forget the fear porn, forget the spin. If people actually went and found out the science behind it, the actual studies, if we went about our lives, sure, some of us would have gotten sick. Some of us might even have ended up in the hospital and some of us might have died. But then again, some of us have already gotten sick. Some of us have already been in the hospital. Some of us have already died. With the possible exception of the initial requests to slow down the spread so that we didn't overwhelm the hospitals, this has been a tyrannical scam to take over the American government and the American people. It's been done by both parties. It's been done by actors at all levels. And worst of all, the American people have not only submitted to it, but apparently in large part are rooting for it. They want you to be subjects. They want you to be slaves. They want to be slaves themselves, and they're not happy when they see people who are willing to stand on their own two feet to live as free people, not as subjects and slaves of tyrants, terrified of whatever disease or bug comes down the street next. That's what happened to the American people. We have given up our freedom. We have not protected it. We have not defended it. And we certainly have not passed it to our children, either in the bloodstream or just through society. This is our fault. And as much as I blame the actions of those in government, the actions of the American people are worse. I expect petty tyrants to be drawn to power. I'm saddened that the American people have shown themselves to be cowards, servants, and slaves. Now be sure to make AmericaOutLoud.com your daily stop for all the latest news and happenings. It's important we all do our part and share the stories, the articles, the podcasts, and the videos so we can help secure America's future.
They'll stay out of jail, love the neighbors, and have a few good friends. Every day.